Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalmi Ervin Daf Mem Dalad, and we are starting Mem Gimel Amud Beis about three lines off from the bottom with the words Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Dai Omer and the Vilna Sources Daf. It's on Mem Amud Beis all the way at the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah discussed three fellows living in the same Mavoi. One of them was partners with one guy with wine, the other guy with wine as well, or one guy with wine, the other guy with oil. And we had said this counts as a Shitov, even though their Kavana was not that this is supposed to be Shitov. However, the Gemara tells us Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Dai Omer. He says Benkachu Benkach that either which way, whether partnership was with wine or with oil, it's usher until they make a proper Erov. And Rav Acha says b'shem Rav, halacha Rav Elazar ben Dai, the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Dai. Mem Dan Om Rav on top, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says b'shem Rav Zeira, asad Rav Elazar ben Dai, Rav Meir, Rav Elazar ben Dai goes like Rav Meir. And the question is, Haydin Rav Meir, which of Meir? Some Rav Mana says, Rav Meir do Amar, it's Rav Meir that says, al yidei Erov, al yidei Shitov. That we still need an Erov even though there's a Shitov. And the next parak of Meir holds that even if the residents of the same Mavoi join together in a Shitov, they still have to make an Erov. And Rav Elazar ben Dai is simply commenting that even though the Shitov in our Mishnah does work, they still need to make Erev Chatzeros, and that's what he means to say, that it's Asur Ad She Arvu. Arvu means Erev Chatzeros, so the Shitov is fine, but they need Erev Chatzeros. Now, Amar Yisrael Rabbon, he says that really it's Rav Meir to Amar, it's this Rav Meir that says, She'ein Marvel Adam El Adaitai, that you can only make an Erev for a person with his knowledge, with his Askama, and that means that he's saying that the Mishnah doesn't work because considered Shalemi Daitai, just because Shimon has a partnership with Ruvain in wine, and he has a partnership with Levi with wine, since this wasn't with an intention to be a Shitov, so the Shitov is not valid at all, and it's like that, Rav Meir, and that's what we're referring to. Now, the Gemara comments, Aldaita de Rav Mana, Krab Ze'era, Aldaita de Rav, Krab Meir. According to the way Rav Mana explained Rav Ze'era's statement, that Rabbi Elazar ben Dai holds like Rav Meir, turns out that Rav holds like Rav Meir, because Rav had said that Halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Dai, so that means that Rav holds like Rav Meir. Rav Ze'era says, Rav Yechanan, Be'ervin, or Tainus Sibur, Nagua call Krab Meir. In regards to Ervin and Tainus Sibur, everyone has a minig like Rav Meir. Ervin is what we had just said, that we don't rely on Shitov in place of an Erov, and Me'ikr Halacha, it's okay, just it's not the Minog. The Minog is like Rav Meir, that even though there's a Shitov, you also have to do an Erov. Tainus Sibur has to do with the din of Nesias Kapayim, which is Birchos Kehanim, and we do that in Mincha Ana Tainus Sibur, and that's Shitas Rav Meir as well. And Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'shem Rav Yechanan, Af Megillas Esther, Nagol Kol Rav Meir, even with Megillas Esther, everyone's Minog is like Rav Meir. There's a Machlekes where we have to start reading the Megillah from in order to be Yitzei, and Rav Meir says you have to read the whole thing, and that's what our Minog is. We read the whole Megillas Esther. And moving on to Halacha Vav, we continue to discuss Erev Chatzeres. The Mishnah tells us, Chamesh Chaburis Sheshavsu B'Triklin Echad, we have five groups that are spending Shabbos in one Triklin. Now let's get a little picture for ourselves. Imagine one of those little vacation villages or tzimmer compounds that are all over Eretz Yisrael, and we have a main lodge, which has a few rooms, maybe on the first floor, maybe there's even a second floor with a few rooms, and there's a main lobby. Then there's a big outdoor area, which we're calling the Chatzer, and then we have some standalone cottages arranged around the grassy area. And so here the Mishnah told us that there are these five Chaburis staying in a Triklin. The Triklin is the lobby of our lodge. That's what the Triklin is. It's the big area that everyone hangs out inside, and there's five families staying in the lobby. There's some basic partitions dividing these families, and that's where they are for Shabbos. Beishame says, Erev l'chol chabur v'chabura. Every single chabura, every one of these families has to join in the Erev separately. This means joining in the Erev chatzeros with the people who are staying in the cottages, since they have this shared area of the outdoor grass that requires everyone to join Erev chatzeros. So each one of these five families that are staying in the Triklin, in the lobby of the lodge, they have to join in separately, and that's because, according to Beis Shammai, the mechitzas that divide them are considered like proper mechitzas, so they're considered to have their own rishus completely, and therefore they have to join in the main Erev Chatzeros, and they even have to make an Erev in order to be able to carry in between each other's partitions, because consider their own separate dwelling place. Whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Erev HaKulon, we just need one Erev for all of them. These mechitzas don't divide them, and they're all considered just to be camping out in the lobby, and they're not considered to be in separate things, therefore they just have to join in one Erev with the people who are staying in the cottages in order to be able to carry in the Chatzar. Now, Maiden, they agree, meaning Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, Shemik Tzasun Shrin Mechadarn or Be'elios, if some of them are staying in rooms or in the upper floor, that's what we had said, the lodge has some rooms on the main floor and maybe even an upper floor, Shehein Tzrichin Erev L'Chabur V'Chabura, then they do need an Erev for each and every Chabura, because since they're staying in proper rooms, they're considered like their own entity, it's their own dwelling place, their own Beis Dira, if you will, and therefore they would each individually have to join in an Erev. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Chamesh Chaburis Shavsu B'Triklin V'Chulu, and the Gemara clarifies, Triklin Lifnehem, K'chatzar Shalbatim, the Triklin in front of them is like the Chatzar of the homes. As we had said, the Triklin is the main lobby, and that's like the Chatzar of a house. So if there's people staying in the Triklin and they all want to be able to use the outdoor area, so they would have to join the Erov. And if people want to use the Triklin itself, the lobby of the lodge, they also would have to join in the Erov. Now, how you shun people yoinos, kimishain batem. If there are floor to ceiling curtains and that's separating different areas that people are staying in, it's like a regular house, and each one would have to separately join in the Erov. So the question is, manan kaimen, what are we referring to? What's a machloikes, beisham, beisil, and the Mishnah? not. If these curtains are reaching all the way to the ceiling, meaning it's floor to ceiling curtains, so call everyone would agree, meaning even Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that each chabur needs their own eruv. And ancient Piblianus Magias out of Kairos, if these curtains are not floor to ceiling, which means they're lower than 10 tfachim, so call everyone agrees that we can just make one air for everyone, meaning even Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, because it's not considered proper mechitzas. So what's the machlaik as? Elokeinu and Kamin, what are we referring to? Kshayu Piblianus Gavais Hasara, it's where they're 10 tfachim tall. It's in this case that Beis Shammai holds, since we know the minimum height of a halachic mechitza is 10 tfachim, so even though from the practical standpoint, this mechitza doesn't really provide privacy, but nonetheless, it's halachically a mechitza that goes all the way up to the ceiling. Therefore, from an eruv standpoint, they would each have to join in separately. But Beis Hillel says that since they're not going all the way to the ceiling, they don't provide enough privacy, therefore it's not considered a proper mechitza, and everyone can join in just one eruv. They agree, she'im hayu shutfim be'iso b'tavshil, that if they were partners in a dough or a dish, meaning they all have a shared cooking area, all the different people that are staying in this lodge, they'll cook in the same area, she'in ma'arvin erevech l'kulon, they just need one eruv for everyone, because that makes them considered like one, due to the fact they all cook in the same place. Now Rav Shain Bai, he has the following, Matt, if that's really so, that means this should be true, even if some of them are staying in rooms or in the upper floor, and even though they have proper doors and locks, and they're staying in regular hotel rooms, and they're not camped out in the lobby with mechitzas, since they all have a shared cooking area, they should all still be able to join just with one eruv. Another case regarding eruv, Rav Bas says, B'shem Rav Yehuda, Shnei Batim, Zeh Lefnei Mizeh, we have two houses, one within the other. Just imagine you have like a big house, and part of it, maybe it's the basement, maybe it's the back of it, there's another rental unit, but the only way to get to that rental unit is to walk through the main house. That's what we mean, two houses, one within the other, one's behind the other, and you have to walk through the front one to get to the back one. So we're just going to call the front one A and the back one B, and obviously the residents of both of them use the main chatzar. So if the inner one, B, made an Eruv with the other people in the chatzar, the outer one doesn't have to make an Eruv. That's because the outer one is bottled to the inner one. A is bottled to B because B has to walk through A. And therefore, Eruv Achitzain, if the outer one made an Eruv, Hapnimi Tzarch La'arev, the inner one still has to make an Eruv because A doesn't have access to B, B has access to A, so as we said, A is bottled to B, and therefore A's Eruv doesn't mean anything, B's Eruv is the main thing. And our Pinchas tells us, Af Mitzarim Chalipin. Even with Mitzarim, which means like the boundaries or the outskirts of a home, if a person wants to make a Kinyan, it's the exact opposite. Nasan Al Pnimi, if he made a Kinyan on the inner one, Tzar Chalitin Al Chitzain, he has to make a Kinyan on the outer one, whereas Nasan Al Chitzain, Ein Tzar Chalitin Al Pnimi, if he made a Kinyan on the outer one, he doesn't have to make a Kinyan on the inner one, because since he made a Kinyan on the Tafel, on the one that's secondary, if you will, that automatically is kind of the main thing, but not the other way around. Rav Yaakov Baracha quotes Rav Avoh, says B'shem Rav Shuben Levi, Afilu Loi Irv HaPnimi, Ein Achitzin Tzarch La'arev. Even if the inner one, B, didn't join an Eruv, the outer one doesn't have to join an Eruv. Lama, why is that? Because Nasa Beis Shahr, we treat it like a Beis Shahr. It's like a guard booth. And Milsei Amra, this memra tells us, here's a Girsa change, Yesh Beis Shahr L'yachid, that we apply the din of a Beis Shahr for an individual home. What's this din? So we're going to see it later on. This Beis Shahr, as we said, is a guard booth, and it's usually located on the outside of a chutzar, and people pass through it on their way in and out, and it's not considered a Beis Dira. It's not a regular dwelling place. Therefore, even if someone does live there, he doesn't aser the residence of the chutzar if he didn't join an Eruv, because he doesn't have to join the Eruv at all. And by that same token, the Eruv can't be placed there because it's not considered a residence. As we've mentioned previously, the way that it works with an Eruv is that everyone gives some bread, they put it all in one basket, and then it's placed in one of the residences of the chutzar. And a Beis Shahr is not considered a residence of the chutzar, so they can't put it there. As we're saying over here, that according to B'shu ben Levi, this outer house, the chitzain, A, is considered a Beis Shahr for B, because B walks through A, and therefore, even if B didn't join in the Eruv in the chutzar, A doesn't have to, because it's just a regular Beis Shahr. And the chiddush over here is that we apply the din of a Beis Shahr to an individual home. Basically, we have one home, which is B, that has its own Beis Shahr, A, and it's a regular din of a Beis Shahr. However, Milsei de Rav Amra, the following member of Rav tells us, and here's the proper girsa, that Ein Beis Shahr liyachid. There's no din of Beis Shahr for a yachid, for an individual dwelling. Demar of Babar Yudah b'shem Rav, Rav Babar Yudah says in the name of Rav, Hadad Tamar, this that we said regarding a Beis Shahr, that if an Eruv is placed there, it's not valid at all. The Beis Shahr derabim, that's a proper girsa, with a Beis Shahr of many homes, so that's not considered a residence, and you can't put the Eruv in it. Avol, Beis Shahr shel yachid, but if it's a Beis Shahr of just an individual home, like in our case, where A is a Beis Shahr of B, Hareza Eruv, it would be a valid Eruv if it was placed in A, and Vahadar Sham, Hareza Iser Alav, if somebody lives in this Beis Shahr in A, he will aser everyone if he doesn't join an Eruv, and by that same token, if B didn't join in the Eruv, A still would have to, because it's really just considered considered a regular home, and he doesn't have a din of beis shar. So here we have that machlokes. And Rabba says b'shem Rav Yuda, b'shnei bnei adam, we have two people living near each other. Echad sheyesh lo rishus ve'echad she'ein lo rishus. If one has rishus to go to the other person, and one of them does not have rishus, such as B going through A, but A is not allowed to go to B, so if zeh sheyesh lo rishus, if the one who has rishus made an eruv, huter zeh she'ein lo rishus, that permits the one who doesn't have rishus. Meaning when B makes an eruv, A is permitted. Whereas eruv zeh she'ein lo rishus, if the one who does not have rishus made an eruv, lo huter zeh sheyesh lo rishus, that does not permit the one who does have rishus. So when A makes an eruv, that does not matter B, and they would also have to join in. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases with Halacha Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.